Dick.
Standing at the edge of the bridge, he looked up, eyes questioning, waiting for permission from someone who wasn't there. Behind him, cars sped by, screeched, and stopped. Voices shouted for him to get down. Others told him to jump. He closed his eyes and hummed to himself to drown them out. And suddenly, it all made sense. He felt resolute, sure of his choice. He had a feeling that peace was near, a new life, enough of this bitter city and its sour people. Opening his eyes, he looked down again into the abyss. He wanted to see everything that would happen to him. He took the first step and began to fall. Through layers of darkness and light, gas and dust, cosmic particles and black holes, he hurled into what felt like open space. Was this the end of his life, or some new beginning? What awaited him at the end of the drop? More emptiness, or a new creation? He wondered if he'd made the right choice, but he knew he had. And pride in what he'd done replaced his fear of it. I'm wise, he told himself. I determine my fate. I will create a new life. I am. I am. I am. In a flash, the earth consumed his view, blotting out everything around it. He smashed through the atmosphere. The bridge's majestic arches and gleaming steel sparkled against the dark, rippled surface of the water. Gravity, velocity, and acceleration pulled and pushed him farther and faster. Though he hadn't expected it, too cliché he thought to be something that really happens, his life flashed before his eyes, faces mostly, many in anguish, bared teeth and bulging eyes, spitting as they cursed his name. They hated him. He could feel it radiating all around him. Damnation. Recrimination for all he had done to them and to everyone else. The absolute tonelessness and emptiness of it was overbearing. But there was no time for that now. No room for thoughts of the past. Everything was moving again. The earth coming into focus fast. Then came the impact. A loud crack sounded as his body broke the surface of the river and hung in suspended animation below. His limbs curled up to his body, returning to the fetal position, retracting from the pain. Like fire and needles being jammed into his nerves, like his flesh ripping away from his bones.